News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning. It's Thankful Thursday. I'm going to have a pep talk with Jake Walker coming up at 10:30. Don't miss that. Going to have lots of fun and frivolity, and we're going to have lots of fun this summer in Pensacola. I'm telling you, especially on Pensacola Beach, we love our sea turtles, and that's what we're talking about. Earlier, we spoke with Meg Peltier from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, and she was really excited about the sea turtle baby shower coming up at Gulfside Pavilion, Pensacola Beach. Right now, I have Bethany Edwards, the Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels, in the studio. Thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
Thanks, Jake. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for the work that you do. Innisfree Hotels, a great hotel chain, doing great work here in our community, and they've partnered with a lot of people, a lot of organizations in our community for the Sea Turtle Baby Shower. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Sea Turtle Baby Shower, it's a celebration of the annual return of sea turtles to our local beaches. Mm-hmm. The event's on June 1st. It's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Gulfside Pavilion on Casino Beach. As most people know here, May 1st kicks off sea turtle nesting season at our beach. So it's a free hands-on educational event, annual event. The whole family can come, lots of activities for the kids. And really the goal is to come together with lots of local organizations and the community to educate not only residents but visitors about nesting habits of sea turtles, do's and don'ts when visiting our beaches.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, kids love turtles. I loved turtles when I was a kid. I was a Ninja Turtle fan. I mean, anything turtle, I was all about it.
Yes.
And, the tendency, especially for a child, is once they see a turtle, especially a sea turtle, they're so cute. You want to just go and grab it, or you want to go visit the nest. But let's talk about some do's and don'ts real quick, because everybody knows that's lived here for a while. Everybody knows that sea turtles are very important and very delicate, and we need to watch when it is nesting season on the beach, because we're all sharing the same space.
That's
so
right.
What are some turtle do's and don'ts here for the beach?
Yeah, so the biggest do's and don'ts, I like to say, keep the beach clean, flat, and dark. Mm-hmm. Those three key words will get you to a sea turtle safe beach day or vacation. So, of course, keeping the beach clean, remove all your belongings at the end of the day. Don't leave any chairs, umbrellas, toys, beach toys. The amount of beach toys that we find on the beach is just crazy. So pick up after everything. And also bring all your trash in. And I like to say just bring an extra trash bag in your beach bag everywhere you go, every time you go to the beach. Pick up any trash you see, not just yours. That's going to help our ecosystem. That's going to help the turtles and all the other wildlife. So keep it clean. The second one, keep it flat. Flatten all your sandcastles. If you build anything on the beach before you leave, flatten that out. Fill in all your holes. Why? Because when those turtles are coming in, they may be deterred. So if the beach is not flat, you may have a mom sea turtle come in and just turn right back around. They may not even come in to fully nest because they run into a hole or a
the terrain
hill.
Is too
bad. The terrain is off.
Because they're basically just crawling around on their bellies.
That's right. Yeah. So. Yeah. They need a flat surface to come in. And then the third one, keep it dark. So we like to tell our hotel guests to turn off exterior lights as much as they can. And we're trying to tell them to close curtains at night because that can also cause a glow.
Okay.
So most people know here, refrain from using white lights on the beach. That includes your cell phone flashlight. That includes taking flash pictures on your phone or your camera. And then if you want a flashlight, if you're going to go walk on the beach, get a red flashlight. So red flashlights have a different wavelength, and we know that those will not disturb the nesting habits of turtles or confuse them. So
very nice.
Yeah.
Red light. Red light flashlights.
Red light flashlights. Right. That is the key.
Okay. If you have any questions or comments about the turtles and the turtle baby shower coming up, the Sea Turtle Baby Shower, June 1st, 9 to noon at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, 437-1620 is our phone number. I have Bethany Edwards, the Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels, in the studio. So let's talk about this event more. There's lots of people that have come together. Over 20 organizations are coming together for this, right?
That's right. We have 20 organizations, local organizations. The co-hosts, to get those out real quick, it's Pensacola Beach Advocates. It's the Island Times, Santa Rosa Island Authority, Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, and then Innisfree Hotel's own UFOs Mini Golf, yes. which is right next to Casino Beach, mm-hmm. Is one of the co-hosts as well. There'll be the rain location. It'll be rain or shine event. So if it rains, doesn't matter. You can still come out, have an event at the beach, have some fun. So some of the organizations, we're going to have Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge. They're going to have their live box turtle, which is their ambassador for the refuge, there for you to visit with. Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center, Escambia County Sea Turtle Patrol, the Panhandle Manatee Group, the Pensacola Mess Hall is going to be there. So just tons of different groups, local organizations. Find out what's going on in your community. Have some fun. Do some activities. There's also going to be some exciting specific activities like taking the sea turtle oath. So you can take the sea turtle oath pledge to keep the sea turtle safe and mm-hmm. the beach clean. And then we'll also have Marina the Mermaid. So there'll be a story time with a mermaid, which will be fun. Every kid will receive a free coloring book. There's giveaways, little treats. So lots of fun. And we have some performances, some music, some dancing. So that'll be fun things to watch. Another great thing that the Sea Turtle Baby Shower does every year, you can give a $5 donation to the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center. That will register you for a drawing. You'll be the Pensacola Beach Sea Turtle Queen if you awesome. Win that drawing.
Yeah.
Get a beautiful tiara. And then you can also get a gift basket with that. Lots of cool things in the gift basket. It's turtle themed. I saw it the other day. It's so cute.
Cool.
Really cute. And then you can also take the opportunity to ride in the Christmas parade on Pensacola Beach as the Sea Turtle Queen if you win that raffle.
Oh, man.
So that's a fun little thing they do every year.
That's going to be a dream come true for somebody.
Right.
Here in
somebody's going to get their own tiara.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And lots of education, like I said, just making that education fun for everyone.
Right. Because that is the point, you know, mm-hmm. we're there to have a good time and to support our community, but we're there to really to teach everybody about, you know, keeping our sea turtles safe.
Yes.
So if you have any questions about this, 437-1620, somebody texted in, definitely fill in the holes on the beach when you
that's
leave.
Right.
Do not leave
so
those
important.
Holes because they'll get trapped down in there
and
they can't get out. And that's just that sad. One thing I saw at the beach the other day when I was there, and it was so cool, is I know a lot of people bring their kids in from out of town and they have their beach day and they buy a bunch of cheap toys and they're out there playing. And a lot of times they'll just leave and they're like, well, we're not taking this back home.
That's right.
So they just leave it right there on the beach. But somebody yesterday had taken all the toys and all the extra stuff. I think they even had a small beach chair and they gathered it all up in a net bag and they put it over by the trash area by the parking lot so that anybody coming in could say, oh, well, hey, there's a bag full of toys. There's
a
chair.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and take that back out and reuse it. So
yeah, that's great. There's some great programs like Ocean Hour, which is a local cleanup organization. They do a program called Borrow Bins,
which
the concept is when you find beach toys on the beach, you can bring them to the borrow bin, place them in there, or like our guests who buy a lot of toys and come and they don't want to take them home, encourage them to leave them. We're working on trying to get those borrow bins at all of our properties as well.
Very nice.
So we can decrease the amount of beach toys that are out there. Every single time we do a cleanup, we have a pile of beach toys. Mm. So we'll actually have a really cool beach toy art display that was created by a local master naturalist. The extension office donated it to us.
Oh, okay.
So it's made of beach toys that he collected at Perdido over just one summer. And then he and his grandkids made this really cool, beautiful, colorful art piece out of those beach toys. So we kind of use that as an educational tool to get to talk to people about why it's so important not to leave your beach toys out on the beach. And
that's great. Go to InnisfreeHotels.com and find out how Innisfree is giving back. And they're definitely concerned with a sustainable future for guests and communities all around. And Pensacola, thank you for the work that you do. Bethany Edwards, the director of sustainability for Innisfree Hotels. You're an environmental scientist.
I am.
That's
your
background.
That is
so
my background.
This isn't just something you kind of stumbled into. This is your area of expertise.
Yeah, it's really my passion. So I've loved the environment since I was a kid. I was a dolphin girl. You know, we were always into dolphins back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why I love sea turtles so much here, because I know that is an entry point for people to understand their impact on the environment.
Right.
Especially for our visitors, just catching them on that point right there, it sparks. I see a lot of sparks with people when they start to think about, oh, gosh, like me leaving this beach toy is actually a much bigger deal than I thought.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
So just seeing that spark with people and really connecting it to a larger picture of our personal environmental impact or the decisions we make every day, that you really can make a difference in your daily life with just small changes. So
Right. That's
what we're trying to get out to message to our community, our visitors, our employees. That's part of our sustainability program.
Yes. We're not just a great place to come party. We're
we're
concerned about our environment.
That's
we want to make this place sustainable.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bethany Edwards, the Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels. Go to innisfreehotels.com. We're going to be right back after this. We've got a quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, if you just love sea turtles, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Want to find a great steak for dinner? At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a selection of specialty and exotic meats, from choice to Wagyu, competition great briskets, pork, and all the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order, from fine wine to cheese and desserts. And Costello's has boar's head lunch sandwiches from 10 till 5 daily that are delicious. Stop in today for the best meats, top deli items, and that Italian family hospitality. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are the people that rule the world. What's running in every boy and girl? Or rejoicing in the world. Take me now. We can drive. We live the adventure.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm loving talking about sea turtles today. I love sea turtles, and we got a sea turtle baby shower coming up June 1st, 9 a.m. to noon, Gulfside Pavilion, Pensacola Beach. I've got Bethany Edwards, the Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels, in the studio. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, check out the podcast of this episode on newsradio923.com. After this, Bethany, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you for, you know, using your environmental scientist background, you know, your biodiversity focus to help us out here in Pensacola with our wildlife.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah, I'm really excited to have this role at Innisfree.
Yeah, you've been there for a couple years now?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Very nice. Very nice. What's your favorite part of the job besides helping our wildlife?
Well, the favorite part of my job is really going to the properties and seeing people that are also excited about sustainability. And once they understand what it is, kind of finding what their passion is, and just they get excited, right? They're really bought into it, engaged, and have fun with it, like finding ways to have fun with it and really understand that we're making a difference, right?
Yeah.
Getting people to understand that they have value, they can contribute to the world every single day when they come to work
right.
by what they do.
Wow. I love that you mentioned like the spark that, you know, especially children get when they come here to vacation yeah. and then they learn that, oh, well, doing this one thing will help these cute little sea turtles. And,
yes.
you know, that could change their whole life. They could come back to this area one day and, you know, do work like you're doing. So,
yeah.
And we welcome that. So thank you so much for the work that you do. 437-1620, somebody texted in, what day is Turtle Day? We do have a national yeah. world. We have a World Turtle Day, right?
That's right. Yeah, passed.
Is the National Turtle Day different, or no? You know, it's the same, I think.
Yeah, I think there's the World Turtle Day was just last week. I think May
23rd.
That's yeah. right. And so we celebrated that. We kind of did a little employee notice on that. And then this month we're celebrating, or for June. Once we get into June, we're going to mm-hmm. celebrate World Oceans Day on June 8th. And then the month of June is actually National Oceans Month.
Okay.
So we have a lot of things going on to connect to our purpose at Innisfree with those, since we have so many beachfront properties.
Right.
And, you know, part of why we have a sustainability department and program is because we know that the success of our business directly relies on the health of our oceans and the health of our planet. You know, we right. wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. We wouldn't be able to have visitors every year if we didn't pay attention to our ecosystem and right. make sure we preserve it. So
right.
really important.
All right. The Sea Turtle Baby Shower. Let's talk about this a little bit for those who might just be joining us. This is going to be a great event at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, June 1st, which is that
Saturday. This Saturday. It's coming up quick. It's already going to be June.
Man. I've been thinking that it's still like the 1st of May for
a really
long time.
I'm stuck in April. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. April's such a great month here,
it
too.
Is.
But you're right. June and July, that's usually when people are nearest to the beach.
Right. Yes.
That's when they're coming. So
that's when they're coming. So we want to focus our efforts. Yeah. Focus our efforts on nesting season.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this event, 9 a.m. to noon at the Gulfside Pavilion, it's going to be a sea turtle baby shower, lots of fun informational content for especially our children. If you want to bring them out, this is going to be a fun event for the whole family. Special guests and exhibitions. Let's talk about that a little bit. Brought to you by Santa Rosa Island Authority, over 20 organizations, Island Times, Pensacola Beach Advocates, Chamber of Commerce. And you were mentioning earlier that Innisfree is also UFOs.
Yeah, so Innisfree, we have lots of locations on the beach. We have
right.
Redfish, Bluefish. We have Water Pig. We have a new Piazza Pizza that just opened right next to that. And then UFOs is right next to our Hampton Inn, right by Casino Beach. So our property there, if it rains, it's going to be a rain or shine event. We're just going to move everything inside of UFOs and still have fun with the Sea Turtle Baby Shower.
Yep. Right. And that's two Via de Luna,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And this is going to be a free hands-on educational baby shower. You're going to have music as well, live music?
Yeah, there'll be some music. There'll be some dancing with the first dance ballroom.
Yep, the Ukuleles. I love that name.
Isn't
we were talking
that
about that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about good band names, and they nailed it on that
they
one.
They did,
so
yeah.
That's going to be fun. Food and drink?
You know, I think it'll be kind of, you know, head to the beach front restaurants,
kinda.
The beach area.
Yep.
Yeah, you can head over to UFOs and get ice cream.
Ooh,
and yeah,
very
they have
nice.
Snacks over there.
Very nice.
But yeah, they will hand out, you will get a little turtle treat. I think it's a little turtle cookie. It's really cute. So
cool.
Every kid will get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, head out, come out for the morning, then at noon, head over somewhere on the beach for lunch.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah,
of
this
choices.
Is great because it's, you know, you can get a good breakfast at home and then come out to the beach and get a little snack.
That's right.
And hear some good live music. Take a turtle oath.
Yes.
You can do that at 9:30 with Shelly Johnson. Then you'll hear some live music and there's going to be story time with Marina the Mermaid. That's going to be fun for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Turtle Queen.
Yeah,
because this is going to make some kids' life right here.
Yes.
You can the event is free, but when you make a $5 donation to the
Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center.
All right.
Yes.
I just have NBSTCC.
That's right.
That's long. Okay. You can register for a drawing to be the Pensacola Beach Sea Turtle Queen.
Yep.
So tell us about this. What happens and what opportunities do you have as being the Pensacola Beach Sea Turtle Queen?
Yeah, so huge honor. Who doesn't want to be the Sea Turtle Queen?
I know. I do.
I mean, I kind of want to. Yeah, I might have to give a donation on
exactly.
Saturday. Only $5 gets you a donation to the Sea Turtle Conservation Center.
Mm-hmm.
That registers you for the drawing. So it's just a drawing. So great chances. You know, just $5.
Right.
And you'll get a tiara, which who doesn't want one of those? And then you also get this awesome gift basket. I saw it the other day. It's beautiful. It has so much cool stuff in there. It even has like a little turtle purse, a leather turtle purse. It's nice. It's really cute.
Very cool.
So lots of cute things in the gift basket that you get. And then you can get the opportunity to ride in the Christmas parade at Pensacola Beach as the Sea Turtle Queen.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
All right. 437-1620. We just only have a couple minutes left when we come back from this next break to wrap everything up. My guest this morning, Bethany Edwards, the Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels. Go to innisfreehotels.com and learn how Innisfree Hotels is giving back and helping our community and our sea turtles for the Sea Turtle Baby Shower coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me. My guest has been Bethany Edwards, Director of Sustainability for Innisfree Hotels. Go to innisfreehotels.com for more information on how they are giving back and doing the right thing for our sea turtles. We got the Sea Turtle Baby Shower coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. If it rains, you're going to be over at UFOs on Via de Luna. Over 20 organizations are coming together for this. But we also have Turtle Tuesdays. Let's talk about that real quick, Bethany.
Yeah, so really quick, our Hilton Pensacola Beach for the annually hosts Turtle Tuesdays for our guests. Out on the pool deck, the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center comes out with their volunteers. They bring hands-on activities and educational information so that our guests learn firsthand about sea turtles and how to have a sea turtle-friendly vacation. Mm.
And just reminding everybody, fill in your holes if you're digging in the sand.
Right.
And use, you said red flashlights?
Yeah, red flashlights. Keep the beach clean, dark, and flat.
All right. Well, thank you for the work that you do for our sea turtles. We got this Sea Turtle Baby Shower coming up. If you missed any of this information, you can text me here at the show. I'll be here till 11 with the Pep Talk with Jake Walker coming up next. And you can also check out our podcast at newsradio923.com. All this information is in there. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thanks, Jake.
This is great.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so definitely head down there June 1st, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. And Bethany, you'll be there, I'm sure.
I'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there with the Innisfree Hotels booth.
All right, great. Thank you, Innisfree Hotels, for helping keep the beaches clean and keeping everything sustainable for our wildlife and for our community. So thank you. I'll be right back with Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Don't go anywhere. It's News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.